Welcome everyone to the Hurting Humanity channel. I never thought that I would live to see the day that Hollywood celebrities would be taking on the roles of crisis actors. But here we are in 2025, where actor Jennifer Garner is going on all local and national news stations to talk about the devastation of the fires. And of course, to let you know that one of Jennifer's friends died in the fires, but she can't muster up a tear or any real emotion because that would be too human of Jennifer Garner. And of course, the reason that Jennifer Garner can't muster up any emotion is because there really isn't a person that Jennifer knows who perished in the fires. That doesn't mean that real human beings didn't perish in the fire or that real human beings didn't lose their lives. But if you haven't noticed, these celebrities are going out of their way to appear on national television because they don't want you to associate with what happened in California to them knowing about it beforehand, being tipped off about it beforehand, and of course, being in on it from the start. But Hollywood celebrities are in on all of this. They are government operatives. They know ahead of time what is going to happen. I'll explain that to you in a second. But Jennifer Garner, make no mistake about it, is a bad actor. And yes, I said actor, not actress, because maybe the best acting that Jennifer has ever done is convincing America that he's a she. But I mean, I kid. If you thought Jennifer Garner was bad in Daredevil, well, wait till you see the newest role that Jennifer's taking on as a brand new Hollywood crisis actor. I mean, we haven't seen acting like this since Gene Rosen. Shout out to Gene. We all miss you, Gene. Hope you're doing well out there. What the conspiracy I'm talking about is, which isn't a real conspiracy in regards to these celebrities being crisis actors here, is that the celebrities were tipped off ahead of time. Every celebrity knew that this was coming, and they were told to act in a certain way, to go on television and talk about how their homes burnt to the ground. Now, I'm not saying that their homes didn't burn to the ground, but let's just say hypothetically, 2 months ago, you know all the stories that are out there about how all these people lost their homeowners insurance? Well, let's just say hypothetically 2 months ago that Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck, Mel Gibson, every single celebrity packed up and left California and moved to Las Vegas. Don't you think after these fires hit that people out there would have been suspicious that they were tipped off ahead of time and they knew about it? Well, of course they would. And they'd be probably grabbing pitchforks and chasing them down in the streets. So what happened was the actors, because they're government agents, it's no different than a government operative being told about a false flag ahead of time and knowing exactly how to play the role, what to do, what his job is. They were told, you're going to pretend like your home was burnt to the ground and we're going to probably burn the majority of your homes to the ground. But here's the deal. You can't move before these fires come. Get all your belongings out of your home. Take them to where you're going to live. We're going to set you up a new housing. You've got millions and millions of dollars. What we're going to do is burn your homes to the ground, but give you the money for your home as if you sold it. And then after it happens, you're going to go on television and you're going to talk about knowing people who are in the fires. You're going to talk about devastation to the community, philanthropy, and how everybody out there can give back. And you're going to look like the great people you're supposed to look like. Because if anybody figures out that you're in on it, this entire psychological operation called Hollywood will be destroyed. And we can't have that happening. So stick around after the fires. Walk the streets, even though everyone was told to evacuate except for you. We'll leave some people like Jennifer Garner's homes and the Kardashians' homes in place. But all the other people, when your home's burned down, go on television, Instagram Live, do streams talking about how your home's burned. Cry, garner sympathy and support. The fires are real, but we cannot have anyone out there thinking that you had knowledge of this ahead of time. And they did have knowledge of this ahead of time. I will bet you any amount of money that these people were given double the value for their property and told specifically not to list them and leave Los Angeles. Remember, these are the people who told you when Donald Trump was elected as president, they were going to leave California. How many celebrities said that they were going to move after Donald Trump was put in power? All of them. And how many left? Just a few, right? And I apologize for my voice being scratchy. I've been doing a lot of content, so I've lost my voice over the last couple of days, doing multiple videos every single day trying to cover this for you, but I still have to push forward and make content. People need to see this. So Jennifer Garner chokes up while revealing she lost a friend. She didn't get out in time, she says. And I'm about to show you one of the funniest crisis actor moments that we've seen in quite some time, where Jennifer Garner talks about how she feels guilty. Well, why would you feel guilty about this? You feel guilty because you're alive and she's not, or you feel guilty because all these people lost their homes and lost their livelihoods. And you probably knew of people who lost their homes because there's so many people, pretty much everybody lost their homes in that area. So you feel guilt about it. Why? Well, you feel guilt, of course, because you knew that this was coming and you weren't allowed to tell anybody about it, because if you told your friends about it, they would have said, how does Jennifer Garner know that there's going to be a fire in the next couple of days, unless, of course, it's a man-made fire. So she couldn't tell, or he couldn't tell any of its friends, right? Of course not. And for anyone out there, again, about Jen Garner, before I play these clips for that aired on local news, let's just take a quick look at Jennifer Garner. For anyone that thinks that Jennifer Garner is actually a woman, I don't do often videos, or I often don't do videos on the male to female, female to male. Other people do that, and I, you know, that's fine. People, you know, everybody feels led to do content they are drawn to do, right? But Jennifer Garner is one of the most obvious ones on the planet. To me, always been number one, most obvious. I mean, if you're looking at Jennifer Garner and you're telling me that that's a chick, I mean, think again. Here's Jennifer Garner dressed up as a witch. I mean, this is just absolutely frightening, literally frightening. And we've seen Jen Garner doing the all-seeing eye symbolism in the past, which of course tells us that Jen Garner's in the club, but we already know Jen Garner's in the club. Jen Garner married at one point to Ben Affleck, been a Hollywood mainstay for 20 years, has very rich parents. We've seen Jen Garner throw up the 666 hand sign multiple times throughout Jen Garner's career. And note this as I play the clip for you. In the background, you will see they do this all the time. Everybody out there who's followed my channel or other channels like mine over the years, and again, this is the content that they don't want out there. We always show you the numerology with false flags. You'll see 33s attached to buildings, or 63 attached to building, as in 666. And you'll see it deliberately drive by Garner as Garner is on the news. They always do this, whether it's a license plate or the side of an ambulance. The numerology is always there. It's always coded. So take a look at Jen talking about the friend that Jen lost in the fire. She really can't talk about it because, well, it's not really real. She didn't really lose a friend in the fire. She doesn't want to laugh on national television. Not to say, again, that people didn't really die, but Jen Garner pretending that a friend died and then going on television, smiling, then pretending to be upset, then smiling and pretending to be upset, talking about feeling guilty and then saying, I can't talk about my friend. I can't talk about my friend. I can't talk about my friend, and putting its head down because, of course, it doesn't want to smirk or give you any duping delight. But there's plenty of duping delight in these clips. Take a listen.
I'm looking at the chimney of somebody that I loved, who died there. Yeah, and
they somebody who died in that home?
Yeah, it just makes it
yeah,
a little
bit easier. Yeah, it's too awful to talk about. It's just kind of unimaginable, and so I reached out to Chef and just said,
you know, I think the key is, you know,
Save the Children is getting up and running here in LA to help kids in shelters and to help with social emotional and to make sure that, to work with hand in hand with the Red Cross to make sure that shelters are set up for little babies and moms and kids and fathers. And while we get set up, it's just like you need to do something with your hands. And so I took advantage a little bit of celebrity privileging, called Chef and said, please, can I come with you?
I can think of 7 schools that are gone without even turning my head. Just my friends' kids are just, what are they going to, when, and what will it be like? So I just want to, you know, you just want to be part of something that's helping. We've always felt really, really lucky to be here, and we still do, because we're still part of the community. You know, a church is not the building or the steeple or the preschool or the Sunday school or the church is the people, and the same as the community. We're all gonna have to co-create what this is going to be from here, and we are going to have to be God's hands and trying to serve each other and serve our community. And that is just something I love so much about what Chef does. There's so much good to look for and to donate to, and we can feel the love from the rest of the country, and we're grateful. We need that brotherhood and sister.
Plains Elementary, when I was a kid, I did the bells. I sang in the choir poorly. it's gone.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you?
I mean, it's my family's church. And it's where my kids went to Sunday school. We lit the Advent candle together there a couple of weeks ago. We watched the little kids perform. It's a preschool. It is it's a central place for our community. There are so many incredible AA meetings, Al-Anon meetings. You know, it
was a gathering.
It's a gathering point for the entire community.
It was on Sunday. Did everyone still gather outside
for coffee?
Cookies and coffee.
Donuts. Yeah.
It was, I remember vividly being a part of that and and feeling like I was a part of a community, and I went to the same youth group. How has it been? I'm struggling personally to just kind of make sense of all of this. How has it been for you? And I know you lost a friend.
I did lose a friend, and for our church, it's really tender, so I don't feel like I should talk about her yet. But, did lose a friend who did not get out in time. And, you know,
how has it been for you just to see all this?
It's just, I my heart bleeds for my friends. I mean, I can think of 100 families, and there are 5,000 homes lost. I could just write out a list of 100 friends who lost their homes. It's just like, I feel almost guilty walking through my house. Just, you know, what can I do? How can I help? What can I offer? What do I have to offer with these hands and these walls and the safety that I have?
Well, you can align yourself with somebody like this. Plains Elementary. When I was a kid, I did the bells. I sang in the choir poorly. it's gone.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you?
I mean, I'm looking at the chimney of somebody that I loved. Who died there?
Somebody who died in that home.
Yeah, it just makes it.
Yeah,
a little bit
it's
easier.
Too awful to talk about.
But how has it been for you? And I know you lost a friend.
I did lose a friend, and for our church, it's really tender, so I don't feel like I should talk about her yet. But
So I mean, I haven't seen that since Jean Rose. I mean, well, I've seen plenty of good crisis acting over the years. So now we have celebrities who are coming out and pretending to be victims, pretending to know victims. And what that does is it gives them validity as being good people in the community, which, again, I've told you this for years. All secret societies teach philanthropy, okay? You're taught to be a philanthropist. You're taught to go out in public and pretend you're charitable. That's why you always see celebrities talking about charities on TV, holding up big checks, going on Oprah and saying, I'm donating $100,000 here. I'm donating $1 million there. I'm going to a third world country. Because what it does is it removes the perception that these people are actually wicked people. It makes them subconsciously seem like very good people, caring people, not bad people. And it works on the sheeple. So Jen Garner immediately, right? She brings out this world-class chef. She again pretends that she lost somebody in the fire, a friend in the fire. I mean, who was the friend? George Glass?
How in the world do I get a boyfriend?
I'm afraid the only way that you're going to get a boyfriend is if you make one up.
Make one up? Of course. I'll make up an imaginary boyfriend.
Dan, why aren't you eating?
I'm watching my figure for my new boyfriend.
What's his name, Jam?
It's George.
George what?
Georgia. Glass. George Glass.
That's funny. I've never heard of a George Glass at our school.
He's really good looking, and he thinks I'm super cool.
Sure, Jan.
I mean, can we get an identity on the friend here? Really? Jane Doe? One and the same. And another thing to note is, listen to this chef, and this is so typical of these demons and how they just spin things. Here's this chef who comes on, and he talks about how people are going to be out of jobs for months. Out of jobs for months? How about out of jobs for the rest of their lives? You just burnt their businesses to the ground. You burnt their homes to the ground. Most of them don't have homeowners insurance. So they're probably going to be out of jobs forever until they relocate, get back on their feet, and then go find a job, which isn't going to be easy, especially in a world where the government's trying to bring in AI governance and less human jobs. But isn't it ironic that these people talk about, there's going to be no jobs. We all need to do our part for these people because they lost their jobs. They didn't seem to care about the millions of people who lost their jobs a couple of years ago because they refused to poison themselves. How many of us lost our jobs because we wouldn't poison ourselves? A lot of us did. And they never came out and apologized for it, did they? But listen to them doublespeak here.
Not leave these communities forgotten. Obviously, everybody has to remember them. We need to find ways so they can start reconstruction. And obviously, when we talk about the federal government, that's where the federal government plays a big role. We need to make sure that the people that lost their jobs, probably for weeks or months, they are not going to have an income, that we take care of those people. This is the type of things we need to make sure that our politicians on one side and the other, they don't start arguing or finger pointing, but working with smart policies. So in these events, we can make sure that people are taken care of.
I mean, you can't make it up. How these people just constantly try to make themselves victims. All these celebrities, this isn't how people would normally naturally respond to any of this stuff. If your house burned to the ground, you wouldn't be taking phone calls from CNN like James Woods and saying, I need to go on TV and tell everybody about the fires. These celebrities are trying to victimize themselves because they don't want you to know that they're government operatives. After Maui, everybody got suspicious that these celebrities knew about the fires and they were protected from the fires. This time around, what are they doing? They're saying, look, all the celebrities' homes burned. They can't be in on it. It can't be some type of government, Hollywood, CIA conspiracy because their homes burned. Oh yeah, you told them about it ahead of time. They would have moved naturally ahead of time because they don't have a say in this. They can't say, well, I love my Palisades home. I'm Jen Garner or whoever. I want to keep it. Mel Gibson, I want to keep my home. You don't get a say in it. You're told. That's how this thing works. And they said, look, you got 5 years, we're going to burn the Palisades down. So already get ready to relocate. These people already have multiple homes anyway. And don't sell your home ahead of time. If you do, make it not suspicious. Sell it a year ahead of time, 2 years ahead of time. Don't move out 6 months prior because people start looking around and saying, oh my gosh, these people left. They knew. So they all stayed. The government paid them all off. They got double the value for their property guaranteed. And they're all told to stick around. Every one of them sticking around. How many celebrities you see on the news? How many celebrities are out by their old burned down homes or walking the streets? Where are the rest of the civilians? They've been evacuated. How about Lahaina? They weren't even allowed near their homes, but the celebrities are allowed to walk the streets and get what she calls celebrity privilege, right? And what do the sheeple out there do? Here's some comments underneath these NBC news clips. Good on you, Jennifer. Fantastic consideration and care shown by you. Oh man, these people are so wonderful. These people, like Jen Garner, is so great. Look how they help everyone. She seems like a very kind person, even with her millions of dollars, her $40 million home. Good for her that she's sticking around with her celebrity privilege and using it for good. This is the point of what I'm saying with how psychological operations work. If we came out and told you the truth, if they came out and told you they had prior knowledge, people who would normally do nothing would do something about it. Good people would stand up and fight. They'd say, you burnt Los Angeles to the ground deliberately so you could bring about smart cities and you could relocate people and grab their land through BlackRock, etc. And all these electric companies that have been slapping the smart meters on everyone's, people would rise up. So of course, naturally people out there, they see the fire, then they just see the celebrities out there. And they're like, oh, so-and-so lost it. Oh, so-and-so lost it. So it makes it almost out of the realm of possibility for them to believe the things that people like me and you are saying. Because they're already conditioned into, look, they're helping. Look, so-and-so lost their home. So-and-so lost their home. They're crying here. They're crying there. They're acting. They're professional actors, which means they're professional liars. And the sad part is they're actually better actors in their movies, which are based on actual truth, than they are in real life. They come across completely fake and phony. And anybody who saw Jennifer Garner's clip and thought that that was actually legit doesn't have much of a clue about discernment, okay? I mean, you watch that back now after everything I've told you, if you've just woken up, go watch it. That's not how people respond. She almost was laughing at the notion of her, his friend burning. Can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. But then 5 seconds later, perks up and smiles about having tea at church and the advent calendar. And, you know, oh yeah, seems like somebody who lost a friend in a fire. I mean, you know, I don't have too many friends, but if I lost a friend in a fire, I wouldn't be walking around going on national TV. Where's the friend's kids? Did the friend lose their kids? Did the friend have kids? Where's the friend's family, right? Oh, well, we don't know because the friend's name is George Glass and doesn't really exist. But since she said she had a friend, it makes this even seem more legit. And it is legit from the standpoint that it's burned down. But the whole entire narrative is make-believe. They knew it was coming. They planned this out. They've told us for years that they were going to destroy LA through predictive programming, and now they've burned it down. And the celebrities knew ahead of time. They built out Hollywood 2.0 in Vegas because there's no way they can shut down Hollywood. They need it. It is mind control 101. So they said 2 years ago, they knew it was coming. They built it out and said, well, we're building it out. We're going to have conservatives there. Now all of a sudden, everybody's going to be in Las Vegas, Hollywood, right? All the conservatives who left because they couldn't stand Democrats. Oh, they're all friends again out in Las Vegas now because they can't halt production. Because again, Hollywood announced that all production is being halted right now. Oh, and you think that they're not going to make movies for the next 5 years? Huh? You know how long it's going to take to rebuild this? Well, probably pretty quick since our tax money's going to actually build it out. Trump's going to save the day. But this is how they work, ladies and gentlemen. For anyone out there that doesn't know, they put crisis actors on the scene in false flags that they carry out, which means it doesn't necessarily every time mean that people don't actually die. Lots of times, innocent people do die, but the acts are carried out by government assassins, government-trained assassins who carry it out and conveniently end their own lives or are shot dead at the end of these operations. Then they attach actors to it who end up showing up at multiple events. We've all covered these people over the years. I have the Crisis Actor Academy Awards over on my website where I've shown so many of these from, I can't name the events because I'll get a flag, but so many of these parents, right? 5 seconds after their kid dies. Oh, my kid was in there. We gotta get the guns. We gotta get the guns. Oh, not a way a normal parent would actually respond to it. And this, of course, is not a normal way that people would respond to their homes being burnt if these celebrities didn't actually know ahead of time. And then they were told, look, you're going to go out, you're going to play victim, you're going to act like this was not an inside job, because the people out there know, for the most part, the people who are awake know that celebrities are in on it, right? Part of this stuff with Diddy and all the other stuff we hear about how celebrities are involved in it. Oh, well, we're not going to let anyone out there think that. In fact, we'll try to spin this as God's judgment on Los Angeles, and then you guys go out there and talk about how your house is burned. Then people won't think that the smart meters blew them up and we turned HAARP on to create Santa Ana winds that haven't been seen since never before in the month of January. So go figure, right? Maybe this will be Jennifer's first actual Academy Award, because maybe I'll award her a Crisis Actor 2025 Award for this performance. It was comical. I thank everyone for being here. I apologize about my voice being scratchy. It happens when you produce a lot of content and you rant a lot like I have been recently. But I appreciate everyone who is here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.